underwear's too tight. My clothes don't ever fit right. My collar's so tight it's popping my veins. We walk around in constant pain. When I get home from work, I usually start with my shirt. I leave a trail behind. When I undress, I unwind. I like to let it all hang out. Hey, don't you know what I'm talking about? It feels so good to get butt naked. That ain't no sin. Butt naked, wearing my skinny skin skin.
Yes, indeed, boys and girls. A little buck naked, Hank Jr. Welcome back to the Bunker, Midwest Outdoor Studios, your humble but handsome host with the Vogelbogger, Matty G, Peanut, on a beautiful Saturday morning, KFNS 590 The Fan. Hank Williams Jr., what a great guy. There's another one of our old country singers. It's a hunter, turkey hunter, loves to kill turkeys. And many years ago, I used to build his slates for him. He always wanted a little bitty slate. Me and him, it was in Nashville, a show with him. We sat down and had a cup of coffee and talked. We looked at the videos and talked about turkey calls. And he says, I want a little bitty slate. He didn't like none of the slates in the store. He wanted a little bitty slate. So I used to hand cut his own slates and ship them down to him all the time so he could turkey hunt with those slates. He like, I don't know, still to this day, don't know why he wanted a little bitty slate, but that's what he got. Great guy. A lot of great country music guys are hunters and do a good job of promoting the outdoors. What?
Do you remember when we had to stop doing the buck naked?
Down
on Hampton when they had all that glass in the studio there? Those bus drivers just seemed to not like that.
Well, Gravogger, shut up. Let's play. We got a great guest getting ready. Come on. One of his best songs that I like is about the turkey. But play that little turkey song before we intro this guy. Here we go.
Long-beard gobbler, get over that hen.
And I know I got a lot of listeners that really like this song.
Gobble, gobble, gobble again. I got a mouth call, sleigh call, and box call, but you ain't coming in. Long-beard gobbler, get over that hen.
Of course, that's Kevin Blake Weldon. We had him in the studio at Hampton. What a great time show that was. And I know my Indian Creek Choke Tube boys love this song. But he's got a new CD out. We're going to enter him in a minute. But he's got another song, one that I got to hear yesterday for the first time on his new CD. And Matt's going to pull that up. And we're going to play this one. This one was killing me, guys. You ready, Matt? Here we go. Now, listen, this is a sad, sad love song. Vogelbogger, dab the tears. We're having Thomas coffee, birthday cake, deer sausage.
Shards in the ashtray. Spent 243 shell case rolling in the floorboard. Her camouflage caps on the dash. Grunt call hanging from the rear view. Tanks drag rag and rubber mug boots and a bloodstained scent lock shirt. With the tail cut out in the back, it sure smells a lot like dopey in this Dixie cup. She knew just how to hurt
here it
me
comes, boys and girls.
After
this.
We broke up. She shot my bow. She just rolled the window
Listen.
Down and lit him up. In a field outside of town. Squeezed off around, he hit the ground. Bloody drag marks is all I found. She shot my buck.
Shot my buck. Kevin Blake Walden, welcome to the show, my friend. Good morning, brother.
Making me cry over here, man.
Yeah, you ought to see Vogelbogger. He's dabbing the tears, Kevin.
I just got out of therapy for that.
That is a great song, Kevin. Congratulations on your new CD.
Oh, I appreciate it. How's Peanut and Matty G and Vogelbogger doing this morning?
They're hanging there. Peanut's snoring right now. She had some deer sausage.
That's awesome, man. How you doing, Ray? It's good to hear your voice,
yeah,
brother.
Doing good, my friend. Always good to talk to you. Man, this is really cool. We got a lot of stuff going on. We're going to be in Nashville in a couple weeks, and I'm going to get
to see
you down there and get my hands on that new CD. Now, you got to sign that for me, right?
You know I'm going to, bro. I'm going to put a big turkey truck right in the middle of it.
Attaboy, attaboy. Tell us about this new CD, Kevin, while we got you on the show.
Man, brother, I'm going to tell you, Ray, it's been a few years coming. You know, After I put out the single and the video for Pretty Bad at Hunting Deer, everybody's been begging for another volume of the funny deer hunting, yeah. You know, turkey hunting comedy songs, and I finally got around to getting it recorded last year. Got sidetracked with another project, put it on the back burner, and then finally here about three, 4 weeks ago, I said, I've got to get this done, got to get it out. So we got it finished, got it mastered, got them duplicated, got them ready to ship out. They just came in 3 days ago, and I'm headed back up to see Mr. Joel Strickland next week, and we're going to finish. We've got two music videos we're working on. We've got the video for Bootlip Duck Club, which is a parody of Redneck Yacht Club. It's almost finished, and we're going to be debuting that a couple of days before the NWTF okay. show. And then we're also going to be finishing up the music video for She Shot My Buck. So it's going to be a big week next week, and really excited to see you in Nashville and perform a few of these new songs. But, brother, I'm going to tell you, you know, this is volume number 4, and it's my favorite. I mean, I say that every time I put one out, but this one really holds a special place in my heart, brother. I'm real excited to get this one out.
Oh, it's great. Congratulations again on that. And you got a lot of great songs. I mean, Vogler Vogler's theme song, Bad at Hunting Deer, is a great one. And we play If It's Brown, It's Down here all the time. We love that one, too.
I got a couple of buddies that live that every year.
Yeah. I always play it for my brother because he has a management deal down there, and I'm always shooting whatever comes by. So I play it for my
right.
brother all the time, you know. Good stuff. Where can they get this CD? How can people order it, Kevin?
Well, you know, the really cool thing about technology is you can actually get digital downloads now. It's available through CD Baby. Okay. It's also available through iTunes, Rhapsody. I mean, all the digital download opportunities out there. You can get you can order the whole CD, or you could order just the individual singles if you want to. And if they want to get a physical copy of the CD, they can always order it from the website funnyhuntingsongs.com. And they can also catch the link on our Facebook page, Funny Hunting Songs.
You know, I understand all that now, and that's how it is today. But, you know, I want my hands on a CD just like I want to read a book. I don't want a digital book. I want a book that I can turn the pages. I want your CD with your signature on it and your picture. I like CDs.
Absolutely, and that's why I have them available, Ray. And,
yeah.
and you know, of course, when I go out and do my performances around the country, I like to be able to have them on hand as well. You know, but it's just amazing how many, you know, I would say probably 75% of the sales on my music is coming online now, you know, digital download.
Yeah, it's a changed world for sure. One thing I need you to do for me in Nashville at 9 a.m., I need you to be up the seminar room. I want you to play Longbeard Gobbler for my seminar audience, if you wouldn't. Bring your CDs and put them at the table in the back.
Well, that might be a problem if we're talking about Saturday morning, because I've double booked myself. I'm going to have to fly to Colorado and do a show on Saturday,
okay.
and I'm going to miss the event on Saturday during the day. But I'll be there Friday and Sunday. I don't know if we may be able to work something out on a Friday or Sunday.
Well, my show's on Saturday morning. Why don't you leave me some CDs and I'll put them back there? And
well, I can certainly do that.
And I'll
double check and find out what time my flight leaves on Saturday, Ray. I may be able to sneak in there before I have
hey,
to get to
I just
the airport.
I just need you for a song. If I can get you for a song, buddy, that's what I want.
You got it, brother. Well,
I remember when we did the thing out there at St. Clair. You come up and did a song or two before I went on stage. It was awesome.
Oh yeah, I loved it.
Yeah, it was awesome. Worked really well. All right, my friend, this is so cool. I'm so excited to this new CD, and I'm going to keep calling it CD, even though there's a lot of digital, because that's just the way I am with that. But that's really a good deal, and I'll be seeing you in Nashville, Tennessee, like real soon.
Yes, sir. I can't wait, brother. I really appreciate the opportunity to be on your show. As always, it's a pleasure.
Anytime you get in St. Louis and you're going to be around on a Saturday, let us know. We want you back in the studio with that guitar.
You know what? We'll have to make that happen, Ray.
Yeah, that's a great time,
Yay.
Man. Vogler Vogler's clapping. Watch it. He'll sing your song to you, Vogler Vogler.
I'm pretty bad at hunting, dude.
I told you. I warned you. All right. Give out
Vogler,
that effort.
Vogler Peanut. Yeah. Matty G, you guys have a fantastic day. Ray, you know I love you, brother, and I'll see you in Nashville.
All right, my friend. Take care.
Yes, sir. We'll see you guys.
Bye, brother.
Bye-bye.
Kevin Blake Weldon, boys and girls. He's
I
awesome.
I just get the biggest
how about
smile.
How about the energy in that boy, huh?
Oh.
He's always that way. Kevin's always that way. I did see him nod out a little bit to the legends. You know, he was all night on a flight, no sleep. He was on fire on the stage, but he'd sit at the table when the lights went down and he'd sleep for a little bit. But he'd get right back up and beat the daylights out of that guitar up there and sing cool songs. He's a great guy.
Unbelievably great guy.
Proud to call him a friend.
Since
the first time I met him. He came over to my table the first time I was at Legends and sung a spotlight song to me. He kept looking at me. I was wondering, what is this all about? Yeah. Oh.
Well, when he sung the Bad Hunting Deer to me, he kept on looking at me. Going,
well, yeah, he was looking at you because I told him that was your theme song.
It is.
Because you do suck at hunting deer. Man, can you believe this? We've got birthday cake. We've had deer summer sausage. We've had venison chili. We was going to have a 30 case of White Castles this morning, too, to top all this off, but I can't wait more than 15 minutes in a drive-through line at 5 o'clock in the morning. That's ridiculous.
You forgot something when you're talking about the chili. Fantastic venison chili.
Do you like the chili, too, Matt?
Fantastic.
It's gone, isn't it? You're lucky I haven't well, that's a poll.
I guess that's a pretty good answer. Yeah. Slide your microphone over to Donnie there, see if he liked the chili. Hey, Donnie, can you lean in here? Lean in here. Did you like the chili, Donnie?
Hey, it was good.
Is this Halfway? What's your name again?
Gasway.
Gasaway. I could never understand that. Get that name right. Yeah. Gasaway. You did that, didn't you, Vogler?
Yes.
You run a camera for what? Urban TV thing?
Yeah, Urban Hunting TV.
Yeah. What? Yeah. They must
Scott
be
Davis.
Scott Davis must be hurting for help, huh?
Well, they call me Flareaway too. So
they call you what?
Flareaway. Yeah, because the ducks are flying every time they see me.
You're a killer, right? Right. All right. We need to take a break. No mercy in this show. You should have known that when you come in the bunker.
I thought you told me everybody's going to be naked when I get here.
So I did tell you that, didn't I?
So I put my blindfold on.
Is that why you was walking into the wall? Right. This is going downhill fast, man. You take us into commercial break. We come back on the other side. We're going to visit Mr. George Thornton. Thornton, CEO of the National Wild Turkey Federation. And we'll see you all on the other side.
We're live mobile on demand.
Yeah.
Makes it look easy, but I'm pretty bad at hunting deer. I wear my rubber boots. I got a Ziploc suit around.